This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents The Haunted Mask 2, a Goosebumps classic story by R.L. Stine, read by Mark Sanderlin. One. I don't know if you have ever spent any time with first graders, but there is only one word to describe them, and that word is animals. First graders are animals. You can quote me. My name is Steve Boswell, and I am in the sixth grade. I may not be the smartest guy at Walnut Avenue Middle School, but I know one thing for sure. First graders are animals. How do I know this fact? I learned it the hard way. I learned it by coaching the first grade soccer team after school every day. You might want to know why I chose to coach their soccer team. Well, I didn't choose it. It was a punishment. Someone set a squirrel loose in the girls' locker room. That someone was me, but it wasn't my idea. My best friend, Chuck Green, caught the squirrel, and he asked me where I thought he should set it free. I said, how about the girls' locker room before their basketball game on Thursday? So maybe it was partly my idea, but Chuck was just as much to blame as I was. Of course, I was the one who got caught. Miss Curdy, the gym teacher, grabbed me as I was letting the squirrel out of its box. The squirrel ran across the gym to the bleachers. The kids in the bleachers all jumped up and started running and screaming and acting crazy. It was just a dumb squirrel, but all the teachers started chasing after it. It took hours to catch it and get everyone calmed down. So Miss Curdy said I had to be punished. She gave me a choice of punishments. One, I could come into the gym after school every day and inflate basketballs by mouth until my head exploded. Or two, I could coach the first grade soccer team. I chose number two, the wrong choice. My friend Chuck was supposed to help me coach the team, but he told Miss Curdy he had an after-school job. Do you know what his after-school job is? Going home and watching TV. A lot of people think that Chuck and I are best friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?